Thank you very much. We'll get up there in the key of two, Merle, and do a little more flat picking here. And Mark can fiddle and flat pick either one he wants to on this, or both. Of course, not at the same time. I don't see how you can pick the mandolin and the fiddle at once, but wouldn't that be nice to do that? Fellas need a couple more hands. Let's invent a robot, Mark, that you can think what you want notes and you want played, and he'll do it. That ought to work. Standing right behind your chair. Then people will holler, hey, he's a cheating. That'd be like a... That'd be like Les Paul's overdubbed tape music on all them guitar songs he done. It was pretty, though. To do a little bit of Bill Cheatham and old Joe Clark right here. Get her, Merle. Thank you very much. A while back, I was fooling around Boone, little hometown over there where I live, and I run up with an old boy that I'd played some music with when I was about Mark's age. And he said, buddy, me and you ain't picked none together in a month of Sundays, and longer than that. He says, won't you come home with me and spend the night and we'll pick some. I've got a nice new log cabin built down there. I want you to go see it anyway. And I said, well, got my guitar over there in the car. Let's go over there and get it in the well. And we got on down there, sat around the fireplace there, and it's getting down late in the fall, getting chilly, and picked some. That little lady was cooking supper. I'm telling you what's the truth. Like to starve me to death, all that good stuff she's cooking. Now, I know that each one in this house here has got, some favorite food that you like more than anything else in the world. And I'll tell you what my two favorite foods are. It's good homemade cornbread and some pinto or navy beans cooked with a little chunk of ham or shoulder in there. Oh, Lord, how good that is. Well, anyway, when I went to the table, she had a pone of cornbread big as a big part of that guitar right there, and a bowl of beans like you wouldn't believe, and some apple pie and all the rest of that good stuff to go with it. I was ashamed to eat more than a fourth of what I wanted of that, Mark. I'm telling you the truth. It's shameful how I wanted to eat, and I didn't. Anyway, we went back and sat down there by the fireplace and just picked all the way down in the shank of the evening, and all at once he looked over at me and he says, you know, I guess I better go to bed. I've got to go to work tomorrow. And I said, well, it is getting pretty late. I said, if you'll hunt me something for a pallet, son, I'll sleep right here by the fireplace. You see, I looked around, and I see they just had one big old king-size bed way back in the corner there. It's just a big one-room cabin, you know, real old-timey style. He says, well, I'll do that if you want me to. There's some good pillars there in that little closet thing with the door, but and I can get you some quilts. But he says, that bed's so big we'll never know you're there. He says, why don't you just sleep in front of us back there? It won't bother us none. And I said, well, son, I ain't used to that kind of thing, but I guess good. Well, I laid down there, and by the time we talked a little while, I was already to go to sleep. Here his hound dogs took every splinter off of that back porch as they went after something that growled up next to his pig lot. And he jumped out of there and into them boots and overalls, and he says, God, hand me my shotgun over there. He said, where's my lantern? That bear will get my little pigs this time. If I don't get up there quick, I'll shoot him this time before he gets out of range. About time him and his dogs went clean out of hearing up through the woods after that bear, that little lady leaned over and whispered in my ear and said, now's your chance if you won't waste no time. You know something? By the time that boy got back to the house, I'd eat up all them beans and cornbread and hit the bowl.